USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-era unemployment programs established by the CARES Act expires in a lot of states today, affecting nearly 9 million people. The Biden administration has called on states to use emergency coronavirus funds to provide more money to the millions across the country who are still without jobs. This, as many small business owners complain, the government's handing out of money is keeping workers on the couch and out of the workforce. The August jobs report on Friday says unemployment dipped 0.2%, but only 12% of jobs went to women. Using brand new U.S.-provided military weapons and gear and clothing, the Taliban said on Monday they have taken control of Panjshir province. That's north of Kabul, Afghanistan. It's reported as the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country. Also Monday, six passenger jets are being blocked from taking off at the Kabul airport with U.S. citizens. Some are reporting the U.S. State Department is blocking the planes. President Biden remains on vacation. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
There's been a military coup in Southwest Africa. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A group of soldiers in the West African country of Guinea have staged a coup, detaining the country's president, Alpha Conde. Speaking on national TV, Army Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya declared the country's constitution invalid and said the nation's borders had been closed. The group, calling itself the National Committee for Rally and Development, said they would also replace the country's governors with regional commanders in the days ahead. Conde has been in power in the country of 12 million people. Since winning Guinea's first democratic election in 2010, but has faced harsh criticism since running for and winning a third term in October 2020, despite a two-limit term in the country's constitution.
SpaceX is set to launch its first-ever all-civilian crew to space next week on a three-day journey around the Earth. Four private citizens will be launched into space by a Falcon 9 rocket on September 15th as part of the mission dubbed Inspiration 4. The blastoff will take place at Cape Canaveral, Florida. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Another murderous weekend in Chicago, Illinois, including a four-year-old child victim. Chicago Alderman Democrat Raymond Lopez tells Fox News his opinion on why the violence continues.
Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox, neither one of them want to hold criminals accountable. They are too busy coddling criminals and enabling bad behavior. They are bending over backwards, as we saw this weekend with those charges, to get people out onto the street when we know that they are criminals, when we know that they are murderers, when we know that they are doing harm to the city of Chicago. They simply do not have the will, though they have the rhetoric of saying that they're support black and brown communities, they do not have the will to protect them. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We know that our police officers can go after criminals if we allow them to do their job. We know that if you are committed to violence, you belong in jail. We need to take the politics out of this and allow law enforcement to do its job the way they are trained to do.
180 kids have been shot in Chicago this year. President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border is having grave effects on illegal immigration. Former acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf on Fox News.
We have to remember that the Biden administration, again, is encouraging these individuals. We're seeing historic numbers month after month after month. And in the process, we see more migrants' deaths in the desert that public safety officials and Border Patrol are seeing every day. But we're also seeing more in-custody deaths in CBP.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.